Hello and welcome to the Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of April 14. I'm Joel Marshall. Joining me to take a look at the big weekend of action, including day two of the championships in Sydney, is my Winning Post colleague Carl Diorio. And Carl, day two of the championships. Day one was, probably tough for the punter. No favourites winning. There were two or three horses that were, I think, second favourite and quite easy to find, I guess. But there were a couple of blowouts.
Definitely, no bigger than El Dorado Dreaming, who got beat at Tamworth, I think, on debut, and three starts later comes out and wins a Group 1 size prodigy. Quite unbelievable stuff. And I think the Ramway track, it's going to be curious how the track plays. There's rain forecast on the day, maybe not that much, but generally speaking, when the track is dry and it's playing quick times, it's quite hard to make ground from the back. Those good horses keep rolling along, so if you're inclined to back a swooper, just keep your eyes peeled early in the day if they're making ground.
And it probably makes El Dorado Dreaming's effort even better.
That's the thing. He just came over the top. It was quite remarkable, really.
All right. Saturday, of course, Winx will steal the show in the Queen Elizabeth, $4 million Queen Elizabeth. We've got some international representation in the field. That is one of four Group 1s for the day. But we'll take you through the entire card. Nine black tight races plus the provincial championships final. The first race on the card is now known as the China Horse Club Mile. This is a two-year-old race over the mile listed event, Carl.
So this used to be the Fernhill, the old Fernhill handicap. And on with Sakudo, number five, who I thought was really good first up at Hawkesbury, ran third, got back in a slowly run race and hit the line strongly against the tempo. Rise to 1,600 metres certainly looks in his favour. Has form lines through my second selection, number nine, Fatu, who didn't have all that much luck last time over the 1,400 metres. Another one that looks suited up in distance. Vega won an eye-catching performance in finishing fourth last start in that Bayou handicap. And for fourth, I'm putting in number six, Aristocratic Miss, a model of consistency. Deserves to win one of these, but perhaps not that suited at the 1600.
Yeah, he's got a couple of gun maiden two-year-olds, Tony McAvoy, Aristocratic Miss, and obviously Uhud. Aristocratic Miss, probably just a rung below her, but she's doing a good job. She deserves to break through. As you said, I've gone her way. She got a long way back from the wide gate. Last start, barrier two, should see her settle close. She hasn't had much luck with gates of late. So she finally gets a decent barrier. She's on top from 9 for 2. As you mentioned, no luck in the Bayou last start. Jay Collett back on. He did win on her back in January. 8 in for 3rd. Crystal Eyes brings a bit of a different form line coming through Victoria. I think the mile will be okay for her. And 5 in for 4th. Sakudo, as you said, good run first up at Hawkesbury and has the Futu form. 6, 9, 8, 5 for me. Race 2 is the South Pacific Classic. This is for the three-year-olds, again, listed over 1,400.
I should check the scratchings. Isurian is in this race, I believe.
Isurian is. Yes. He is out of race 5.
There you go. So I've got him on top. I liked his first up win. Showed the neat turn of foot in doing so. Then was second to I'm Excited and charged home nicely. I think this is a step back in grade, the rise to 1,400 metres looks like it'll suit. So got him ahead of number three, Renewal, who won his first two starts this campaign and then had a tough wide run in that Trawley Run far lap and didn't shirk his task over the concluding stages. For third, I'm putting in number eight, California Turbo. Won first up over the 1,300 at Newcastle, was held up until the 250 and showed the nice turn of foot once clear on that occasion. And for fourth, number five, Sparky Lad, pulled up with a slow recovery first up, a lot better than that effort suggests.
I've gone with a bit of roughy here, number nine, Dark Dream, possibly still looking for a bit further, stays at 1,400, but form lines around some decent horses last prep, and I thought the first up run he just missed behind Ridicule, who's a promising So You Think filly, and just thought in a race where you can get a bit of a divvy, maybe Dark Dream at $17 or $18 each way to beat one. Torval, obviously giving weight away to the boys, not going to be easy, but she's going really well this prep. They had a crack at the 2,000 metres last start. Certainly much better suited back to the 1,400. 2, Isurian, and 3, Renewal, who's been back to the trial since the far lap and did trial well. 9, 1, 2, 3. For me, race 3 is the Percy Sykes Stakes. This is another for the 2-year-old. This is for the fillies at Group 2 level.
7 on top, Cristobal, who was a debut winner over the 1,100 metres, then chased home Sunlight as runner-up. Sunlight led throughout in the Magic Knight, and Cristobal made good ground from the back of the field. I was impressed with that effort. I've got her on top ahead of 2, Fiesta. Golden Slipper Run, Forgive, as she raced wide for much of the trip from the outside barrier, but still wasn't disgraced. Form prior was excellent. Third, I'm putting in Well, I've got in number five, Gongs, who didn't finish that far away behind Esther Jarb in the Riesling. And for fourth, I'm putting in number six, Pure Elation, who was similarly ahead of Gongs in the Riesling and then won her maiden at Warwick Farm. It's a funny horse, Pure Elation. Has a bit of talent, is a work in progress still, and maybe another preparation away from her best.
Definitely a work in progress. Same four numbers for me, but I think Pure Elation, that was a good sign at Warwick Farm. They went back from the wide gate. She wasn't as fierce as she has been. I think she is starting to work it out. As you said, next prep, I think she'll be better, but that was a good sign, seeing as though she had to go back from the gate. She could easily have pulled her block off and perhaps not finished off, but she crushed them there. She'll get the run of the race. As long as she settles, I think she's the one. From seven, Christabel. Good effort chasing home Sunlight last start, and beat a pretty handy one on debut in Miss Fabulous. Two, Fiesta, as you said, no luck in the Golden Slipper. Her form's hard to knock, and five, Gongs, comes through the same race as Pure Elation. Race four, this is the Provincial Championship final, worth $500,000.
Pomelo on top, was favourite in this race last year, led at a fast tempo, and then finished fourth. The Swoopers came over the top late. Really impressed by the first up run. That was an excellent effort. Got back in the field and hit the line strongly for fourth. Better over the 1,400 metres. Expect Pomelo to slide forward from the white gate, and doesn't necessarily have to lead, but I expect him to run well. Ahead of one, Just Dreaming, who comes off a really close-up effort, beating the length at Group 1 level last time in the Coolmore. That's certainly good enough to win this race. Bother Me in for third, who finished behind Pomelo. And then was narrowly denied at Newcastle. And for fourth, number six, Placer. This horse absolutely flies home, has a tendency of missing the start badly, and can't afford to do so from the wide gate on Saturday. But gee, look for him rocketing home.
Yeah, I'm focused on the Wyong Heat, and I'm two with number one, Just Dreaming. Just needs a little bit of luck from that gate. But as you said, she was very good in the Coolmore. And prior to that, as I said, won the Wyong Heat to beat nine, Pomelo. This is the one who I've thrown in outside of the Wyong Heat. As you said, will improve a lot. Most of these have had pretty good grounding for this race. She went into it first up, into the heat first up, and was really good. She should have plenty of upside. I think the best rough is number 15, Witches. Interestingly now with Ben Smith, was formerly with Brad Widdop. She was good at Wyong, running on behind Just Dreaming, and then they tried her out in the birthday card, and she was probably just a bit out of her depth there, but drawn well. I think she's the best at odds. And number five, Manhattan Mist, who was runner-up in that Wyong Heat and has since won.
All horses that are Dynamic Syndication-owned horses that were with Brad Withup have moved on.
Oh, okay. Yep. Interesting. Are they just going to Ben Smith?
I'm not 100% sure. I'd imagine they'd spread them around to Ben Smith, Gay Waterhouse, and a few others that they race horses with.
Interesting. All right, race five is the Arrowfield three-year-old sprint, Group 2 race. There were plenty of noms. Obviously, noms were taken a fair while ago, and I still was expecting it to be a much bigger field than it was, but just the 10 runners. Who have you come up with, Carl?
I've got with Pariah, number three. An interesting composition, this race, because many of these have got great two-year-old season form, and in their three-year-old year, they're just sort of feeling their way back into form and maybe even struggling to find it in some cases. But Pariah, I thought first up, was a bit unlucky in the William Reid. That track that night played a bit leaderish on the fence and didn't get a clear crack at them. But first up, the previous campaign won the San Domenico. I think he's got a bit of a touch of class on them. So got him ahead of 8 Booker, who attempted to lead throughout on the inside part of the track in the Newmarket. Was only run down late. Third, number one, Viridine on the up. 1-4 of 7. Nothing wrong with his effort in the Galaxy when beaten by Inner Time in English. And for fourth, number seven, Catchy. Was squeezed at the start, got a long way back, but hit the line quite nicely last Saturday. Can easily turn the tables on Hootson.
It is an interesting race. As you said, some of these, we don't know how well they've come back at three, but a few of the three-year-olds have been tackling older horses as well. Now they all obviously meet under the same conditions. I've gone with number two, Showtime, who did it tough in the Canterbury Stakes last start. Previous to that was good behind Brave Smash, and first up kept chasing behind Trapeze Artist. Just can see him getting a lovely run from barrier one. He's trialled since the last run. He didn't have the blinkers on in his trial. He trialled okay. I'm sure he'll go better with the blinkers. And yeah, I think at $15, you can have something each way on him. looking like getting a cheap run to beat one Viridine, who was excellent in the Galaxy. Obviously had the light weight, but he still ran well. Both runs back have been against the older horses. 10, I am excited. She's flying. She's taken care of her own age group all three runs this time in. And 7, Catchy, didn't have much go right after copping a squeeze at the start last week. 2-1-10-7. Race 6 is the first of the group ones. This is the Oaks for the three-year-old fillies over 2,400.
I'm staying with She's a Treasure. I thought the run last time in the Adrian Knox was good. She got back from a wide barrier. That was her first run in over a month, and she ran the best closing splits in finishing sixth. Backs up here, that should really make her fitter for this week's assignment. 2,400 should suit. She draws barrier 4, won't get as far back. High Am probably leads this race comfortably. I can see her settling 3 back or 4 back on the rail, and I think she can run a bit of a cheeky race. High Am in for seconds, expected to lead and maybe be quite hard to pass in the straight. Lover, obviously, mate, she's a treasure, 6.5 kilos, better at the weight. She's great at the weights and in the right stable to win this race, and looks like as if she'll stay all day. And 4, number 1, Aloysia. I think last time was her day to win, and unfortunately the race just didn't pan out for her, covering extra ground from the outside barrier.
I'm keen on number 3, Unforgotten. Thought her run was excellent in the Vinery, getting out to 2,000 metres. That followed her win over the boys in the far lap. Out of a Galileo mare, I don't think she'll have a problem with the 2,400. I think there's only two dangers. I think number 10, She's a Treasure, with you. I thought the Adrian Knox run was good the last 100 metres, and she won't get as far back. And obviously she was coming into that fresh with a gap between runs, having missed the New Zealand Oaks. The New Zealand Oaks winner, Savvy Cope, I think is the other clear winning chance. She wants to go a bit keen in her races, but it hasn't stopped her running out strong 2,100 and 2,400 last two starts. So I think she just could be a gun filly. And number 5, Lover, as you said, had the 60 kilos last week, but was a strong winner. 3, 10, 4, 5. Race 7 is the Queen Elizabeth, and we get to see Winks. She's around $1.20, but a bit of international form to line up here through success days. And obviously we've seen Ambitious here in Australia, but ran pretty well last time out. Walk in the park, Carl?
It's actually, I don't know, I've got a strange feeling. There's all sorts of rumours going around, they're probably baseless, that, you know, this might be the last time she races, that she's not going to attempt a fourth Cox Plate, that this is going to be her swan song and everything like that. And I don't know if there's much tempo in this race. Success Days is a non-pacer, but there doesn't look to be too much speed on paper. So, you know, will Winks get back from the outside barrier? Might be a bit set a task like the race last week, and maybe she's going to be, you know, stretched out again. Who knows? I've got her on top. She's stupid to tip against her.
Such a good turn of foot. Even she can probably overcome a lack of tempo, can't she?
That's the thing. And 2,000 metres rather than a shorter trip, you know, allows her that convenience. Humidor in for second. He got so close in the Cox Plate, he's the logical danger. Success Days for third, because he'll put himself up on the pace. He's got good form through Johannes Vermeer. He's a bit of a one-pace grinder, so maybe he might go hard in the lead. Who knows? And Gallo Chop is the weight for age 2,000 metre horse. I've got him in for fourth.
Similar numbers, 9, Winks, 3, Humidor. I've thrown Ambitious in for third. Craig Williams was pretty glowing in the post-race report for this bloke, and not sort of known for his efforts beyond 2,000 metres in Japan, but he obviously can do a bit keen in his races and race a bit keenly, and I thought he did a good job. 2,400 behind Almandon, back to 2,000 should suit him better. And yeah, Galo Chop back to 2,000, weight for age, just all perfect to him. He wasn't helped at the 2,400 last start when eyeballed and taken on by La Sweaty Spirit, but still battled on well enough. The Sydney Cup, well, it's a massive field capacity this year. Race 8 on the card over the 2 miles. One scratching already is Fnatic, but we're still going to have 20. It looks like, and well, interesting race. Carl Almandon, obviously coming off the weight for age win, he's a Melbourne Cup winner, pretty well off with 57.
I agree. Yeah.
So he's probably going to be favourite,
and deservedly so. I think, you know, 57, that's probably a bit of a luxury, isn't it, for him? I've got him in for second. The only horse I think that can beat him is Presswick, who's the Japanese import. I've spent, wasted half a day watching all these replays and, you know, convincing myself to tip him. He's had 4 runs beyond 2,600 metres. Those runs were over 34 and 3,600. And He can stay. He can stay all day. He relaxes off fast tempos. And with Lasquetti Spirit likely to roll along and really inject some serious pace into this race, that might really destroy the race for half the field. But this guy will stay all day, and he's got the right jockey aboard in Joe Moreira. I think he's an each-way bet to nothing. Ahead of El Mandan, Orvrain for third, and Who Shot the Barman in for fourth. Orvrain, Who Shot the Barman, they are flying, and in any other year of the Sydney Cup, there's serious winning chances.
Well, it's a 20-horse field, but same four numbers for me. A little bit different order. I couldn't go past El Mandan. Look, I've never backed him ever, so he's probably... I'm not going to be backing him, but... I just found it hard to tip against him. He obviously was luckless in the Australian Cup, and then too good back out to 2400 in the Tanker, and I just think he's too well weighted. Who Shot the Barman, the old boy, just going super. Fifth official run in this race. He has been around in six 3200 metre races at Randwick. Obviously he was involved in the non-event last year, where he did lose the rider, and then he backed up and ran second to the international horse. So look, he's just a marvel. Excellent run, third up in the Tancred. Six, Priestwick, as you said. I thought that that last run was pretty good. As you said, he's a good stayer, isn't he? And obviously, Fame Game is a horse we know. We've seen him in Melbourne. He ran well in a Caulfield Cup. So 53 kilos, he looks pretty well weighted. And eight, Ouvray, who just couldn't tack on at any stage in the Tancred. It was interesting. And then he, at the top of the straight, I was on him, and I thought, geez, at the top of the straight, he tacked on, and he was just ready to go. And Jason Collett said that he spent his tickets catching up, I guess. So, interesting, but down to 52. I think, he can be dangerous there.
Down in a different stand to the race. But then again, hot tempo. Will Lasquetti cut them open and go 40 lengths clear? And it could just be something... I expect the unexpected 20-horse field.
Exactly right. All right, that's the Sydney Cup. One more Group 1. That is the Coolmore Legacy Stakes, formerly Queen of the Turf. For the mares, fillies and mares, Group 1 over the mile, Race 9. Carl, who are you with here?
Fox Play, who was close up last time in a bunched finish off a sit sprint tempo. More genuinely run race will suit. Big field should ensure that. Ahead of 9, Oregon's Day, who again narrowly denied victory. Tempo didn't really suit her. I know that she's got a bit of a reputation as a non-winner, but her application this campaign's been fine. For third, number 11, Abby Marie, who comes off a bit of a break after being scratched from the Sunline Stakes last month. Her best form's good enough. And for fourth, Spanish Reef. Look, haven't really backed her in any of her three wins this campaign. Look, the form's on the board. You've got to respect it, and that's the reason I've got it in for fourth.
Well, as typical with these mares races, they're often quite hard, and you've picked four and I've picked four, and there's eight horses covered, so it's that sort of a race, isn't it? I've gone the three-year-old Alizé. You've gone Fox Play, won the race last year. She won the race coming off the Vinery, which is what Alizé's trying to do. She was excellent first up when didn't really look ready, and then the surround, she was there, she got the gap and was ready to burst through and may just have peaked on the run the last 100 metres. I thought the next two runs, she hasn't really had much luck. The Coolmore, she was sort of held up most of the straight without sort of ever being fully unwound. And in the Vinery, she was very brave. 2,000 metres was always going to be a task, certainly on breeding. And she was wide all the way, three wide all the way, and just never stopped trying. I just think back to the mile, as I said, we saw it last year work out. So I've gone her each way. I see she's $10, $11. I wouldn't want any shorter than that. I think that's short enough for her. 10. Payroll is a bit of a ruffian for second. She's had the blowout run up in Brisbane with the big weight. She was excellent. She really sort of came of age last time in. 4, Prompt Response, super honest, will put herself up on the pace. And 3, Dixie Blossoms, back to Randwick. That's the key to her. That's where she fires. 17, 10, 4 and 3. One race to go. That is the Sapphire Stakes for fillies and mares, Group 2, 1,200 metres. A race that was very good to me, I think, 3 years ago with 2 Blue and... Paul the Duck King out in front doing his thing. So hopefully we can come up with another one at decent odds, although I don't think I've found one at those odds. But have you come up with a roughy, Carl?
No. Gizoni on top for me. Hopefully an easy way out here. Gizoni ahead of Secret Agenda, Qualista and Sprite. Gizoni, I was impressed by the recent trial. First up form generally is quite good. Has built up a nice record, 4 wins from 10 starts. And I think... looks the one to beat from Secret of the Gender. A little bit surprised how long Secret of the Gender is in the market, purely, I suppose, because of the wide barrier. And, I mean, the last run, I should say, and William Reid, pulled up with a slow recovery, so it would have left a bad taste in everyone's mouth. But she won this race last year, and she was a runner-up in the race the year before to two blue. So certainly good enough to win. Qualister in for third, who's been impressive with their past two wins. And for fourth, number three, Sprite. Great win against the Tempo last time.
I've gone for Raymond, who comes back in distance here from the 1500 to the 1200. Looks like working. She didn't really attack the line at all in the Coolmore, but her previous two runs were excellent. And I'm just hoping the switchback in distance, she got an excellent record at the 1200. So four Raymond to beat. Five Ravi, good first up, drops 4 kilos, good record. This sort of class, she measured up well against the boys last prep. I think she'll run well, she always does. Two Gazzoni, trialled up super, certainly respecting her. She's very talented when right. This day two years ago, probably should have won the Arrowfield sprint. And Secret Agenda in for fourth. $13, $14 something. Yeah,
definitely.
Crazy odds, just because of the draw. She's a Group 1 winner from Barrier 16, so...
Yeah, exactly.
She's the one over the odds, I think.
Definitely.
All right, my best is... As I find it again, my best is Pure Elation, race 3, number 6, and my value is Elise, race 9, number 17. What's your best and value, Carl?
Best is Presswick, race 8, number 6. Value bet is race 6, number 10. She's a treasure.
All right, well, we've taken you through in depth with that card. We'll try and get a bit of a wriggle on for the rest of the meetings around the country. No black type action at Caulfield, so we'll get straight into the B&V. My best is Cosmic Lights, race 2, number 6. Will Clarkin trained, I think, will run here, also in at Morfettville, but he scratched to Tush from Caulfield. Very winnable race. He hasn't won for a while, but he's only been with Will Clarkin for one run. He's trialled good for the return and just should lob into a good spot in a winnable race. And my value... follow up again on from last week on My Paysanne. Again, drawn wide out to 1700. I think that'll be okay. She's bred to cope with it. She was getting home well last week, just got a mile too far back. So we'll butter up again with her.
Moon Lover, race 9, number 9. First up from a spell. Recent trial Cranbourne, very good. Draws barrier 5. Big feel, hot speed, and she should just be camped in behind it and get a lovely run. Value bets, race 5, number 8, 1-1-2. Outsider of the field, entirely surprising. I thought his last start effort was quite good. He ran 7th in the race where they went no gallop through the first half of the race, was held up at the top of the straight, and got to the line reasonably well over the final 300 metres in restricted room. Out to 2400 metres, he's a son of Tavistock, and I think he's a great each-way bet at 40-1.
All right, Morfettville do have some black type action kicking off in the De Quetteville Stakes. Always a good race for the two-year-olds. Race 3 on the card, Carl, and I know you like one here, and it's come up a pretty warm favourite.
260 Music Bay, number 3, race 3, number 3. Good debut win, 1-2 trials leading into it. Has had a trial to keep her ticking over for this race last Thursday. Won that by 3 lengths. Dominic Tenor virtually was strangling her to the ground, and she couldn't be any more impressive. So awfully hard to beat. Ahead of our Tony Nacone, who was third in the trial last Thursday and looks the main danger. Fundamentalist was a great last start winner at Mornington. And for fourth, as I just flick off the ant off my page, is Double Denim. So that's the De Quetteville. The other stakes race is the Port Adelaide Guineas over the 1800. The key lead up to the Derby and the Australasian Oaks. I've gone with Esterage as my value bet. Really suited getting up in distance. Found the line quite nicely from last in the Mornington Guineas last start. Ahead the Leicester, a beaten favourite last time, but won impressively at Sandown prior. Into Rio into third. That horse was just behind Esterark in the Mornington Guineas. And Civil Disobedience in for fourth freshened up after enduring a tough run in the New Zealand Derby. So that's my value bet, race 7, number 5, Esterark. My best bet is race 8, number 9, Exalted Adam, who runs in the last race, backing up off last Saturday's Matrice, where he ran 7th of 8th and was only beaten a length and a half, running the best closing splits between the 600 and the 200. Down in grade, he should be winning.
All right, Grey Cliff. I might have something each way on him in the Port Adelaide Guineas. I see Linda Meach across to ride. Second up should be fitter, and the blinkers go on first time. Might have something each way on Grey Cliff. Sunshine Coast is the feature meeting in Queensland on Saturday. My best is Shock Factor. I was shocked when I saw it when it went up $13. I think you can still get double figures for her. Should be very hard to beat. Trained on the track. It just has been set up perfectly for this Saturday prize money race. Won well second up, went to Doomben last start, just no luck, went back along the rails and held up most of the straight. I think double figures is a spoil for her each way. And my value is Manila Miss at huge odds, race 7, number 15. Really Tricky race, this Princess Stakes. There's a couple of roughies that I like. 6 High Lizzie and 15 Manila Miss. So I've made Manila's my value, but both at big odds. I think maybe have a small ticket on both those fillies in a open affair. Ascot over in the west also have black tight action. And as I realised that I didn't bring BJ Ryan's selections into the podcast room with me, but I know it's the WA Oaks and Karakata Plate meeting. The Oaks, he is keen from memory, yes, on Friar Fox, who won the Natasha last start in impressive style. That's race 6, number 2. And in the Karakata, BJ likes number 1, Valor Road, from the Simon Milliard. I think Simon's got 4 or 5 in the race. Valor Road is 1 for 1. And I know BJ likes those two in the feature races. Agent Pippa's a pretty smart filly who was going to come across to, or did come across to Flemington in the spring and didn't run. She's back in winning form, so she might be worth throwing into your Cornellas. Across the Tasman on Saturday, Hastings and Tarapa are the meetings. Best bet at Hastings, race 1, number 9, Lubaya. This is a half-sister to Lion Tamer. She's been a bit of a work in progress, been hitting the line hard. 1,600 should be ideal. Made a first starter in the two-year-old race, my value. Race 3, number 5, Fattore Otto, has been strong at the trials. This is a son of The Factor, who's a young stallion based in Australia, and I think 1,300 will be ideal for him. Tarapa, my best is race 4, number 2, Divine Duke. Once he got to the 2100 last prep, he won. He gets to the 2100 fourth up this Saturday. Will be hard to beat. And my value is Lady Shabil, race 3, number 7. Well, that just about takes us out for a big weekend of action. We've also got Terang Cup Day on Sunday. All that covered. Orange Cup Day on Friday. We've got all that covered in the Winning Post as well. Carl, before we go, a $20 bet.
I'll go Moon Lover in the last in Melbourne.
All right, that's Caulfield Race 9. Number 9 for the listeners, and I will go Pure Elation at Randwick Race 3, number 6. Thanks for listening. Hopefully we found plenty of winners. Enjoy Day 2 of the Championships, and we will be back next week with the preview podcast.